Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I have online with me one of those amazing cat experts. Cat people rejoice. We have on the line with us Pam Johnson-Bennett from Cat Behavior Associates. She's also the host of an upcoming TV series later this year called Psycho Kitty. And she says that with all affection intended. Hey, Pam, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Today, I want to kind of focus in on something. We get a lot of questions from cat owners about litter box issues. So I kind of want to just jump right into it and talk about that, you know, every cat owner has to be cognizant of it. What typically causes a litter box problem?
I can answer that in two letters, one word. Us. We do it because we don't like dealing with the litter box, so we don't keep it clean. We stick it in some place that the cat doesn't want it to be, like in the garage or in the basement or in a corner, and it's out of sight, out of mind. Or we try to get a box that meets our needs and not the cat's, meaning we want a covered box because we don't want to look at it, or we want a self-cleaning box so we don't have to clean it. And we don't take into consideration what a cat needs or wants.
So how do you correct that problem then?
You start looking at it from your cat's point of view. Make sure the box is the right size for your cat. Ideally, in a perfect world, the length of the box should be about 1.5 times the length of your cat. If you have a big 18-pound Maine Coon, don't try to get them into this small box. And look at your cat. If he's got his front paws sticking out of the box, chances are he's not fitting in there. Take the cover off the box because covered boxes are really bad. They hold the smell in there. Most of the cats feel very cramped, and it denies the cat escape potential, which is a really important aspect in a multi-cat household. They need more than one escape route out.
That's a great point.
Get on a good cleaning schedule. Scoop at least twice a day, and then completely empty the litter box out and scrub it out no less than once a month, and put the box in the right location where it's convenient for your cat. And here's another one, and most people don't like this. You really should have the same number of litter boxes as you have cats. And if you're having a litter box problem with your cat, you need to up that by one. You should have one more litter box than you have cats.
Well, and let me ask you, is there a right and a wrong way to set up the litter box?
Yeah, we think of privacy. When we go to the bathroom, we want privacy. Cats don't care as much about privacy as they do safety. Outdoor cats will eliminate your front garden with the traffic going by. So if you have a covered box or you've put a privacy screen or you've put it in a closet with a pet door, it's very insecure for the cat. So we have to stop looking at it from what we want. The only thing we have in common with cats when it comes to that aspect is cleanliness. We want cleanliness. They do too. But they don't need privacy as much as they need safety, because their relationship with the litter box is far more complicated than just a place to eliminate, because what they're doing in the litter box is also connected to marking. You know, the same urine that is released during elimination is also the urine that contains pheromones that tell a lot about the cat. So in a multi-cat household, if you have two cats who don't get along, gosh, they're not going to want to share a litter box.
No. Hey, let me ask you on the toilet training, where do you kind of fall on that for cats?
I fall very strongly on the side of not doing it. It's not a natural behavior for a cat. And what we want to do is stick to what's natural. Let a cat engage in natural behaviors. Cats, for survival, will dig a hole, eliminate, and cover it up. And if you have a cat on the toilet, he's not able to do that. Also, It can be a negative experience if the cat slips. And here's a big one. If your cat is ever sick or injured, they're going to have a hard time getting up onto that toilet. And if he's ever hospitalized or boarded, he's going to go back to using a regular litter box. So when you bring him back home, are you going to retrain him to the toilet again?
Right. Great
point. It's a behavior problem waiting to happen.
Wow. A lot of great information. For those of you who want to find out more information, not only about our upcoming TV series, Psycho Kitty, maybe some of her amazing 8 different books that she's written on the different topics here, go to her website, Cat Behavior Associates, with an S, catbehaviorassociates.com. Pam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages.
Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 theme animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.